Ho, ho, ho. On the Acoustic Tuesday Show, episode number 70, you're going to listen to a brand new player on the American primitive guitar scene. You're going to hear an onboard acoustic guitar effects unit, and you're going to learn a way to spice up not your cider, but your chord transitions with bass walks. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 70, our holiday episode. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best and very boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, you are going to hear, you're going to listen to, you're going to observe, you're going to take in my guitar geek list for the week. And this week, the last Acoustic Tuesday show of 2018, this list is pretty awesome. We got a guitar geek vacation destination. We got a brand new artist that is blowing my mind, a piece of gear that's blowing my mind, and a lesson that I think is going to make guitar playing easier for you. And a killer guitar geek trivia question. It's all here. And of course, helping me organize, helping me collate, helping me staple, helping me punch holes is, of course, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the Christmas elf.
Yeah.
Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I was going through my clothes, and I decided that I own zero Christmas and or holiday attire of any sort. So I went with red. Mm-hmm. I've got plenty of that.
That was good.
Because I'm a Blackhawks fan.
And it's fitting.
It is fitting.
Yes.
I just returned from Chicago. More on that a little bit later. Great experience in Chicago. We'll probably touch on that in my small win for the week section. But yeah, I'm excited because it's not often you get to wear a jersey, you know, especially when your team is kind of in the cellar right now. The Blackhawks are doing horrible right now.
Well, that's a sign of a true fan, though, right?
All Chicago sports fans are. It's what we do.
Right.
I love the team regardless.
Yeah, your team's your team.
Correct.
Period.
Correct. Yeah. Now, Noah, I noticed that you have chosen some interesting regalia to bring into the studio today. What are you wearing? Can you explain exactly what you're wearing? Because it took me a second, but it clicked.
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I came across this little piece of nerdy swag. So if you can see it here, right, you kind of get that vibe, and you're like, okay, I think I know what that is. And, okay, see that? USS Callister.
So I was thinking Star Trek.
Right.
But.
Right, but anyway. So this is actually a shirt from a Black Mirror episode.
Oh.
Actually, I think it's the first episode from season 3 or season 4. I can't remember. Anyway.
It's the first one I watched.
Yeah, because I told you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's techie. It's all about the dark side of technology.
Mm.
So if you're not into technology or you're not into kind of dark things.
Anyway. It's like a sci-fi horror-y type deal?
There you go, sure.
Yeah,
but like built around technology.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is Christmas.
It is.
And so let's be jolly.
Okay. No more Black Mirror talk. Okay, let's dive right in.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about bass walks because one of the things that happens when... Well, I think it happens at any point in a guitar journey is there's that chord transition that's just giving you problems, right? And there's a lot of stress placed on chord transitions because as a guitar geek, as a guitar player, you want to be able to move from one chord to another with ease. And a lot of times there's only really one beat of space that you have to be on that next chord. But what if I told you that there's a way to make chord transitions just a little bit easier and make them sound more interesting? Well, that way is bass walks. First, there's three steps here that we're going to go over. First, I'm going to define a bass walk and show you what it is. Second, I'm going to show you a bass walk. And then third, I'm going to give you the master formula so you can create any bass walk that you need to for your playing. So here goes nothing. I'm going to grab my trusty Santa Cruz Vintage Southerner. This is a guitar that I've been reaching for a ton lately. I love the way it plays. I love the way it sounds. It's just comfy. It's like a glove. It's like a warm glass of spiced cider next to a fireplace with a fully engulfed Yule log. That's what it's like, with snow falling outside. Maybe
Don't forget,
a couple reindeers flying through the sky.
I was going to say, don't forget the eggnog with bourbon.
Yes,
that's,
yes.
That's when bourbon tastes good.
Right, that's not true. So a bass walk. Here's what a bass walk sounds like. Now, just to give us a simple definition, I'm going from the root note of one chord to the root note of another chord. So think of the root note as the lowest bass note of the chord. So I'm going to go from a G chord to a C chord. So I'll be going from that third fret of the low E, that's the root of the G chord, to the third fret of the A. That's the root of the C chord. So here's the bass walk. All right, that nice bass-led walk. It kind of leads the listener's ear to the new chord. All right, you kind of hear it approaching that root note. So now that we've defined what a bass walk is, how do you actually play this bass walk? More importantly, you need to understand what the time window is, the time window, the actual duration that the bass walk takes up in the rhythm, right? In rhythmic notation. In this case, it's a 2-beat bass walk that actually starts on the 3-beat, goes through the 4-beat, and then we end up on the new chord on the 1-beat. So I'm gonna isolate that bass walk so you can just hear it. It happens on the 3 and 4 beat. So it'll sound like this. It'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Now in context, here's what it sounds like as I count along, right? So I'll be strumming the G chord and then do that bass walk to the C. It'd be 1, 2, and 3, 4, and 1, 2, and 3, 4, 1, 2, and 3, 4, and. So that's the time window, right? It's a 2-beat bass walk. Again, occupying the time of the 3 and the 4 beat. Okay, so that's just a G to C. Here's the master formula so you can create a bass walk from any chord to any chord. Okay, so the master formula is your destination note, the root note of the chord that you're going to, minus 2 frets. So in this case, it's that third fret of the A string, I'll minus 2 frets. There's 1, there's 2. And when that equation puts you on that first note, that's the note you'll hit on the 3-beat, right? So it's 3, 4, 1. So again, that formula is your destination note minus 2 frets. This works great for bar chords. This works great for open chords. Destination note minus 2 frets. And voila, you've got yourself a recipe to make bass walks and make your chord changes much easier because you're giving yourself more time to get there. And it spices up your playing. It actually does the audience a favor because they can hear where you're going. They can anticipate that chord change. And if you're playing with people at a jam, doing a bass walk is a great help because if somebody's not familiar with the chords, it at least gives them a kind of a red flag like, hey, there's a chord change coming up, so beware. So that is just a quick little lesson on bass walks. Now, if you wanna do the full deep dive on bass walks, I do that lesson in a much slower fashion at acousticlife.tv. Just go to acousticlife.tv/AT70 and you'll be able to take in that full lesson. And I do hope that lesson helped you have more fun and feel a little bit of progress on your guitar. And if you want to keep having fun and feeling that progress, I want you to check out Tony's Acoustic Challenge. It's an acoustic guitar program like you've never seen before, and I know that it will help take your playing to the next level. So go to tonysacousticchallenge.com, read all about it, check out about the 5 areas of guitar improvement, the 5 essential areas of guitar improvement, and please request your invite today. Like I said, I guarantee you that it will take your playing to the next level and you'll have a ton of fun in the process. Again, go to acousticlife.tv/AT70, check out that full lesson, and then go to tonysacousticchallenge.com to request your invite. Now, moving on, we do have to talk about Guitar Geek Trivia. Here is your Guitar Geek Trivia question for the day. Born in Algiers, Louisiana, on June 3rd, 1897, Lizzie Douglas was better known by what name in her music career? Was it A, Lil Hardin, B, Memphis Minnie, C, Big Mama Thornton, or D, Odetta? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, I want to keep moving on today. We've got a great artist coming up that was actually recommended by an Acoustic Tuesday viewer, but first, I want to visit the mailbag because it's Christmas time, it's holiday season, things are coming in a flurry. See what I did there? Snow flurries, you know? Yeah. Things are coming in a flurry.
That was fun.
Did you see? See?
Yeah.
You liked that, didn't you? Well, I got sucked in by the Black Friday sales. I wasn't buying gifts for other people. I took advantage of some of the great pricing for myself.
You got to do that.
Reverb LP was putting on a great like 20% off sale on select stores. So I got a single, Charlie Parr single, I Ain't Dead Yet, the most recent one that he put out during Record Store Day, which came in on green vinyl. Very cool. I got the Jerry Douglas Band's new album, What If. That's Red Swirl vinyl. Very, very cool. It's a little bit out there. You know, I love Jerry Douglas. This particular album, he pushes the boundaries a ton, and I love it. I love hearing the dobro in settings other than bluegrass, and that album does a great job of that. Classic album, Steve Earle's Guitar Town, which is one that I've been meaning to add to the collection. It just hasn't been the right time. And then the 20% off thing happened, and there you have it. It just happened. Then I've got Ramblin' Jack Elliott's, I believe his first release on Vanguard Records. I'm not 100% if this is his first release or not, but this is an outstanding historical album from a fantastic folk singer that, again, I've been meaning to add to the collection, but, you know, 20% off happens, and pretty soon just all limitations go out the window, you know.
All inhibitions
are gone.
And you now own every record known to me.
Ever made. Oh, no, there's plenty more on my list. Now, there's a couple more things in the mailbag that I'm going to reserve because they relate to things in the show later on. But I also want to thank Joe and Don R. from Helena, Montana. They came in last Friday. I was gone. I was in Chicago. And they dropped off gifts for Levi, Noah, and myself. I think Levi opened his already.
He did.
He couldn't wait.
He couldn't.
And he was excited.
He's like my kids.
So I'm excited to dig into those. I want to thank Joe and Don for that. Also want to thank Tony S. and Annette from down in Texas. They sent us each a Christmas card, which was so kind as well. And then I also have a wonderful, well, I can't really dig into this yet. This is, I have to wait for this because it relates to a guitar arsenal for later on. But just thanks to Joe and Don, Tony S., thanks to Reverb LP for putting on a great sale and forcing me to buy records. Really, they forced me to buy records. It was a deal that I couldn't pass up.
How dare they?
Awful people. Awful people. Noah, this is a good... Oh, you know what? I wanted to show off our crow. What? We named the crow.
It was like an Easter egg. I thought you were just going to let folks notice it.
Well, because I was about to ask you what you got in the mailbag. I'm like, man, you got presents today? And you got a Christmas card for you and the family.
Mm-hmm.
And a while back, Noah got this little knit hat for topping his scotch bottles. Yes. And I thought, man, our little bony crow here, he needs to keep his little skull warm during these winter months.
Right.
And it fits him perfectly. Yeah. And just before we started filming, we named him Poe. Because I thought that was pretty apropos.
It's always like, there's a, oh,
that's
wow.
That's two today. Two dad jokes.
You're on a roll.
I am in rare form. We should probably move on before I embarrass myself further. This week, I'm listening to an artist that was recommended to me through the AcousticLife.tv site by Mark Clark H. And he recommended that we listen to Gwennifer Raymond. Now, I had not heard of Gwennifer Raymond until I read this submission. And holy smokes, I am so happy that I picked this artist to check out, because talk about right up my alley. She is a finger picker, just totally paying homage to the American primitive guitar roots that she kind of was brought up in, listened to as she was brought up, and she adds her own twist. More on that in a second, but let me read to you all what Mark wrote about her in his submission. He says, she's a young, up-and-coming Welsh fingerstyle guitarist who's influenced by Fahey and other American primitives, as well as old country blues. She also has a PhD in astrophysics and designs video games in her day job.
Mm.
So pretty interesting bio. Her first LP just came out this year, and it rocks deeply, or maybe picks deeply, rather. I concur. Mark, this was a great recommendation, and I want you all to hear Gwennifer Raymond before I gush further. So let's listen to her tune, Sometimes There's Blood, and I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Thank you. say, if American primitive guitar ever in its history had hints of metal music, this video is quite possibly the culmination. We've got really funky taxidermy, so it's right up my alley. Great finger picking, and just this almost juxtaposition like performance in this odd room. And it actually matches the album cover of her newly released album, which is entitled You Never Were Much of a Dancer. Now this also came in the mailbag, but now it's time for me to show it off. So this completed my record shopping spree, if you will. This album is ridiculously good. If any of you out there like American Primitive Guitar, if you like John Fahey, Robbie Basho, Glenn Jones, Daniel Bachman, amongst others, this album is, I'll say that next to Glenn Jones's newest album, it's probably one of the best new American Primitive Guitar albums that has been released in the last 2 or 3 years. And the reason I say this, so the other night I was at, Whitney works at a medical office here in town, and she was, she had asked my assistance in hanging some curtains. And it was a Friday night, it was snowy, and I thought, okay. So I went to the liquor store, which is right down the street from her office, and I bought a nice bottle of Willett bourbon, one of my favorite bourbons. And I thought, I'm gonna have some nice glasses of bourbon, I'm gonna install these curtains. And this is the album I chose to listen to, and it went on repeat 3 or 4 times. Needless to say, I had a difficult time hanging the curtains, but I was just enthralled in this album. The compositions are so multi-dimensional. Just when you think she's going in a certain direction, she switches. She takes a detour, a sonic detour, and it's beautiful. She switches from guitar and banjo, and it has this steady pulse, but it is so dynamic, both in actual dynamic, like volume dynamics, and in the directions that she takes the compositions. I cannot recommend this album enough. I am just so pleased that Mark took the time to submit it at acousticlife.tv, and I'm so pleased that the music has, my ears have been bathed in this music. So enough gushing. Gwennifer Raymond, keep up the awesome work. Keep making beautiful music. It's a treat to listen to, and Mark, thank you so much for the recommendation. Of course, you can learn more about Gwennifer at acousticlife.tv. Just go to acousticlife.tv/AT70. You can see more video clips. There's some banjo clips that you definitely want to see on there. There's links to her website and also a link to purchase her album. And remember, those links on acousticlife.tv, those are referral links. So when you use those, we get a percentage of those sales, and we take that percentage and we pass it directly on to Guitars for Vets as a donation on behalf of all of you guitar geeks that watch Acoustic Tuesday. So keep that in mind, and again, make sure to go to acousticlife.tv/AT70 to learn more about her. All right, Noah, I've just been I feel like I've just been yapping. I'm fully caffeinated. I'm like overly caffeinated at this point. So I'm gonna just, I want you to feature some comments from past episodes. But before you do that, I wanna ask the kind viewing audience right now to please leave a comment on the show. Let us know where you're tuning in from. Let us know if you know of a new artist that you want us to listen to. Pop it in the comments on YouTube. Of course, put your small wins in there. We'll celebrate those a little bit later. But please leave a comment. Let us know that you're out there and that you're enjoying the show. And of course, while you're doing so, if you haven't yet subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel, please do so. Super easy. Click that red subscribe button and then click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification each and every time a new episode airs. Noah, without further ado, I'm going to hand it to you.
So first off, let me say, because I realize we kick things off, you know, and I'm doing my normal things, the dials and buttons and things, and you're welcoming everybody, and I didn't even say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, season's greetings to you, Tony, and to all of our Acoustic Tuesday viewers.
Well, I will echo that sentiment because I think I breezed over that as well.
Okay.
Much like a snow flurry moves in, I blizzarded right over that.
You're going there again?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, happy holidays to all of the Acoustic Tuesday viewers. Noah is in charge of decking out the set. And let me say, this is primo.
Is it?
We got the garland, we got the lights, we got the tree.
Okay.
But, well, we'll mention that a little bit later. There was a little bit of a mishap when decorating.
Right.
We'll talk about that a little bit
later. Yeah, let's talk about that later. Okay. So, shout outs and comments from Acoustic Tuesday viewers like yourself. First shout out goes to Mickey Yu, says, love the show, watching from Cartersville, Georgia.
All right.
You know, Tony, I got to say real quick, I'm noticing like the regulars are doing the shout outs.
They are.
So I just want to challenge other folks out there who are watching, you know, don't be shy. Give us a shout out. Let us know where you're watching from.
Absolutely.
And Jay Granger, checking in from Atlanta. Happy December, guys.
All right.
GW, morning everyone from Tacoma, Washington.
Sweet.
James M, hello from Dover, Pennsylvania. Scott C, listen to you while driving my tanker in Portland, Oregon.
That's awesome. I love hearing from the podcast listeners too. That's awesome. That's super rad.
Yeah. Keith B, thanks from Columbia, South Carolina.
All right.
And man, I really don't even want to attempt to say this name because they're from Turkey.
Oh, cool.
They're from Turkey, Tony.
Okay.
Says, love the show from such and such place, Turkey.
Just give it a shot. Do your best.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Okay. So this is from...
Give us all a little holiday gift.
Okay. So it starts with a K.
Okay.
And the second letter is D. So I'm just going to go with... Zedjeli. From... Erigli, Zanguldak, Turkey.
I like your... Man, kudos to you for attempting that. you're expanding all of our knowledge when you try.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Tony, thank you. And some more comments here from Diane, who says, Tony, you are an excellent teacher.
Oh, thanks.
And Christopher H. says, beards, whiskey, dogs, vinyl, and acoustic guitars. Is this heaven? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is,
it's acoustic
Christopher.
Guitar heaven.
And our last comment and shout out goes to Rather Be Walkin'. Tony, is there a reason why you've been using your Santa Cruz? It's got a really nice sound, but you have a bunch of really nice sounding guitars. Anyways, great show. And did someone leak a tidbit of information? He's questioning when or if are you going to be a papa? Just throw that out there. Let that hang out there. Inquiring minds want to know. By the way, I've never been one to get into a series of programs, but you guys put on such a fine show. It's informative and fun. Well, I am hooked. Thanks to all, and an excellent holidays to you all from beautiful Estes Park, Colorado.
Ah, awesome.
And there you go. That's
some good stuff there.
Yeah, there's a lot in there.
We can unpack that.
Okay.
Let's unpack that.
Sure.
So I have been playing the Santa Cruz Vintage Southerner for most of my demos, for most of my teaching. As kind of I mentioned before, it's just the shorter scale length makes it a treat to play. It's super comfy to play, and I feel like I barely have to play the thing to make any sound come out. And when I do the teaching stuff, it's just having a guitar that plays comfy and sounds great is paramount. And this guitar really fits the bill. It's kind of an all-purpose Swiss Army knife guitar. So it's kind of my go-to right now. I'm so grateful and very fortunate to have just a great guitar arsenal with a lot of awesome guitars in it. And I do reach for various things depending on the musical situation. As for me expecting, I'm expecting Whitney is not really expecting.
Mm, okay.
I've got a guitar in process. Which, if you caught any wind of me expecting something, I'm getting a custom bourgeois guitar made with a torrified Italian spruce top, Cocobolo back and sides. It's going to be a 12-fret cutaway, OMSC body shape. Just a beautiful guitar. I talked to James from Bourgeois just the other day, and I got some exciting news about it. Can't reveal it quite yet, but that's what I'm expecting.
Okay. Well, let me throw in there that if Tony says... anything that hints, that makes a normal person think about having a baby or a kid, that's not what he's talking about. He's always talking about a guitar or some geeky piece of gear. When the time comes where he has a kid, he'll just say it like matter of fact, like plainly, I'm having a kid. Any hints, it's a guitar.
I've actually got some really exciting news coming up on the guitar front too that I am so grateful also to have a very supportive spouse.
Uh-huh.
Although she rolls her eyes many times and I'm like, I think this is the one. There's some exciting things coming down the pipe for 2019. So we'll get there. Noah, any more? Did I hit everything in that comment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, okay. Yeah. So the kid, the expecting.
Yeah.
Which was the same. The Santa Cruz
Santa
guitar.
Cruz, yeah.
Yeah. And then just goodness, guitar geeky.
Also,
goodness.
There's a couple of things I want to mention. Just for you, those of you watching the show, just a huge thank you for supporting Acoustic Tuesday. I never really take a second to say thank you, and you all have made 2018 Acoustic Tuesday's best year. I mean, the YouTube channel is nearing at this point probably 180,000 subscribers. You guys continue to love the Acoustic Tuesday show. We're always open, of course, to recommendations and suggestions that you have. But just bottom line from Noah and myself and Levi, we appreciate you all watching and supporting the show. Going to AcousticLife.tv. And a couple things on that note, make sure to check out Native Sons guitar straps. I reviewed them in, I want to say, Acoustic Tuesday episode 67 or 68. And there was a special discount code that's only active through December. So if you were expecting a Native Sons guitar strap under the tree this morning and you did not get one, act fast. Go to the Native Sons straps website and enter that code acoustic15 and you'll get yourself a 15% discount on those straps. And you can learn more about that at acousticlife.tv. And also, little birdie told me that Santa Cruz is running a string special through, I think it's December, where you can buy a set of strings and gift a set of strings. So just by buying a set, you can say, hey, guitar geek friend number one, I want you to try out these strings too. Or you can be guitar geek friend number one. So you buy a set and you think, I deserve a gift. So make sure to check that out. Those are my bar none favorite strings. I put them on most of my guitars, the Santa Cruz Parabolic Tension strings. I should move on. I'm getting caught up. I'm getting caught up in the holiday spirit. Because I am super, super grateful for everybody that watches the show, everybody that shares the show, everybody that just interacts with us. You guys make the show what it is. So we certainly appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. Moving on. So here we go. This is the last show of 2018. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about planning in the new year. You know, what vacations are you going to make? What guitars are you going to buy? What guitars do you want to see? What guitars do you want to play? Well, I found a place that combines all of this. Okay. It's in Nashville and it's called The Gig at Belmont. Now, this is no ordinary gig. GIG stands for the Gallery of Iconic Guitars. And this particular gallery, in association with Belmont University in Nashville, actually features nearly 500 truly iconic guitars, as the name suggests. Now, here's the backstory. I took some notes and I hopefully get all the details right here. I'm gonna try my best. So these instruments were donated by Stephen Kern Shaw. When he passed, his will specifically stated that he wanted to donate these instruments so that they were on display so that people could enjoy them. They just didn't collect dust. And man, between Stephen's donation and I believe George Gruen helped curate the museum, they've got nearly 500 instruments on display. Now, Stephen Kern Shaw was the grandson of Jerome Kern. And Jerome Kern penned hits kind of like Old Man River, so kind of like major hits. And Stephen, when Jerome passed, Stephen was his grandson, he inherited some of that, and he invested that money in these truly priceless, timeless, iconic instruments. Now, just to name a few of the 500 that are there, I'm only going to name a couple because the list is truly staggering. They've got a 1939 Martin D45, one of 91 Martin D45s made between the years 1933 and 1942, so an extremely rare Martin. They also have a Lloyd Lohr, 1923 Lloyd Lohr Gibson F5 mandolin, one of the most sought after mandolins. So they have one of those on display for you to see. They also have what they're calling the Lohr Quartet. So it's a Lloyd Lohr Gibson mandolin, Gibson mandola, Gibson mandocello, and a Gibson L5 guitar. All the labels were all signed by Lloyd Lohr, that famous acoustician. Would they call him an acoustician? Yeah, I think they would. That started at Gibson, that really defined the modern mandolin as we know it today. And they also have, check this out, an 1887 Singolo 28 by Martin as well, amongst, as I said, many, many other instruments. Now, just so you can kind of understand what this looks like on display, I found this killer video that gives you kind of a quick tour of the display. And holy smokes, if you're a guitar geek, you're gonna want to sit down for this because you're probably gonna be drooling. So put a sheet over your keyboard. Make sure that you bring tissues. This might strike up some tears. So let's have a look inside the gig at Belmont University. So that's a peek inside the gallery of iconic guitars at Belmont University. And of course, you can check that out. Learn more about it at acousticlife.tv/AT70. There's some great videos of the opening of this particular gallery. And folks along the lines of Ricky Skaggs and Vince Gill were there, amongst many others. And it's a treat to watch. So make sure to go to acousticlife.tv/AT70 to learn more. All right. Noah.
Yeah.
Here's our time. In fact, I gotta hydrate for this.
Okay.
Okay. It's time to celebrate small wins.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's dig in.
All right. All right. Here we go. Small wins from, as always, Acoustic Tuesday viewers. So if you haven't shared a small win yet, we encourage you to do so. Doesn't matter how big or how small it is. It could be that you changed your strings. It could be that you found a new pick. Mm. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Whatever you consider a win for you, share it. We want to know about it. Okay, so I'm Tony, today I'm looking both on paper and my phone because I realized on my notes, I duplicated. Oh. And so it's like I had to pull up another one. Okay, so small win. Comes from Blake, says, been practicing singing, and it really helped, my mom told me, the practicing. I had a bass voice. I've been singing some Johnny Cash,
right.
And she said I sounded good. Great show, by the way, watching from Belleville, Texas.
Awesome. Nice job, Blake. Another artist you should check out, Blake, if you like that lower register, is Coulter Wall. We're big fans here on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Make sure to check that out. That's awesome.
Speaking of the holiday season, I've been going deep on Bing.
Bing?
Yeah. Harry.
What's that?
You know him as Bing Crosby.
Crosby?
His real name's Harry.
Okay.
No, Henry.
Henry.
Henry, I think.
Are you talking about Bing Crosby?
What?
Are you talking about Bing Crosby?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm following
He was
your
like, he
here.
Was top of the charts from like 1931 to 1951 in album sales, radio, and like movies even.
Really?
His career grew with the advent of the microphone. And so he's actually, what is attributed to him is developing that intimate kind of singing song style that like Perry Como and Dean Martin and those guys like were influenced by him.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways, I was geeking out on Bing this weekend. Small wins. That was my small win. Okay. Next small win comes from Thomas Q. Says, saw Tommy Emmanuel and Jerry Douglas in concert for the first time.
Oh,
I think there's some comments. A few people caught that show. I think they were in Colorado here recently.
There was one in Colorado recently. I wanted to go to the Boise one. It just, the schedule didn't work out. Those are two of my heroes. What an amazing, I can't even imagine what that show looked like.
Yeah. I don't know why we call Jerry Douglas the Colonel. I think it's because He sometimes does the thing in my,
And he does the Earls of Leicester, which is like a bluegrass, like an old school bluegrass, and he's got the bolo tie.
Oh yeah,
and
that's
he,
right.
I think he might wear a hat too. So he's very much, he's very colonelish.
Yes, very, yeah. All right. And our next one, or last small win for today, comes from Robert J. He says, "Hi guys, got a small win to thank you for. I finally bought a dedicated guitar stool, and based on your recommendations, I grabbed a Rockin' Sock."
Oh, sweet. That's awesome.
And it is awesome. That's what he said.
Fantastic.
That's what Robert said.
Congratulations. You got comfy buns now when you play.
There you
go.
It's
very important.
Oh, maybe we should add, now's a good time to add before the during this holiday season, right? You got your Rockin' Sock, Tony, but then there's this little attachment you can get that goes on. Does it not attach to the deal so you can get an extra spot for your foot or something?
Oh yeah, well you can get custom stools. If you go to their site, you can get custom heights, custom colors. You can get like with a back or without a back. You can get a saddle seat. You can get a standard round seat. There's a lot of different options. So definitely worth checking out. If you want to learn more about Rockin' Socks, go to acousticlife.tv. They were on one of the earlier episodes. I want to say probably the maybe single-digit episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we just recently released the actual segment.
Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Noah's been going through the archives and releasing little chunks.
Little gems
for everybody to enjoy. Well, thanks for the – is that the full wrap-up of the small wins?
Yeah, that's the small wins for today.
Well, I have a – can I share a couple?
Of course. Okay, but don't get too far off, because boy, have I got like a 10 days of Christmas of you know your guitar geek when.
All right. Real quick, I recently just got back from Chicago, and one of my small wins, I have two that I want to share. One's really, really on the surface. One's really deep. I'll share the on the surface one first.
Okay.
So first costume change in Acoustic Tuesday history. I've donned the Chicago Blackhawks Winter Classic practice jersey, which I picked up when I was in Chicago. And check this out. I got the official Winter Classic jersey when I was also in Chicago.
Wait, what's the difference?
So the Winter Classic, it happens on New Year's Day.
Okay.
And they play an outdoor game. This year the Hawks are playing the Bruins. And they do a special jersey and whatnot. So this is the game jersey. Right, so I got an authentic game jersey, Corey Crawford, one of my favorite goalies, and then I saw the practice jersey, and I thought I got to complete the deal, right? So this was my Christmas gift to myself.
So now you have the set.
So I got the set now, but more importantly, it signifies the amazing trip that Whitney and I had to Chicago, where we met up with my son Aiden, and we went to a Blackhawks game, and we sat ultra close. I was really lucky to get some really nice tickets to the Hawks game. And it was kind of our family Christmas outing. And it was so cool because I remember my first Blackhawks game and just how staggeringly cool everything was. Everything was that much cooler because, you know, my dad and I were there. So I was able to share in that experience with my son and Whitney. And it was just so, it went by like that. Literally, we were like one of the first folks in the United Center because I was so excited. I wanted to watch warm-ups and everything.
Did you just segue into the deeper small win? Did you start with the jerseys?
Yeah.
And then, okay.
The jerseys was like, man, I got these cool jerseys. And then
in fact, you left on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I didn't even hear from you until you were in the rink. And then we get a picture of you there.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. But it was so cool to share that experience with both Whitney and Aiden, and for us to be sitting there and cheering the Hawks on and just having a cool family outing at a sport that holds a lot of meaning for me. I grew up playing hockey. I still play hockey. And to kind of share that moment with both Whitney and Aiden was super cool. And it was just a great holiday experience. So that was my small win. It doesn't have a ton to do with guitar, although I did stop at Chicago Music Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney and Aiden may have waited right around 4.5 hours for me, and I'll reveal that small win next week. We'll talk about some occurrences at Chicago Music Exchange. But that's it. That's my small win.
All right.
It was just a cool bonding moment with my son and Whitney, and I just wanted to share that with everybody because it was so rad.
Okay. See, it's hard to top stories like that.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. We're going to transition because, and I think... gave a shout out earlier to Christopher here, Christopher with a K, who I think it might be somewhat of a newer viewer.
Okay.
But he threw this out, and man, is it chock full. It's like the 10 days of you know you're a guitar geek when. So here's what he says. You know you're a guitar geek when. One, you spend your sick day watching back episodes of Acoustic Tuesday.
All right.
Two, you learn new tunings so that you can justify buying new guitars dedicated to those tunings.
Solid.
Three, on date nights or family movie nights, you always push for music films. Four, the answer to the question, how many guitars do you need, is always just one more than however many you currently have. That make sense? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the answer to. Okay. Five, anytime you are on the internet or social media, all the pop-up ads you ever see are for guitars and guitar accessories. Six, your friends avoid talking about music around you because you can't help monopolizing the conversation. Seven, you're more obsessive about your nails than your wife. Eight, you are more obsessive about your nails than your wife is about her nails.
There you go.
It was the wording and emphasis. okay. Eight, you bring earphones to the office so that you can listen to AT, guitar podcasts, and new artists without getting into trouble. Nine, you drive to a gig that doesn't pay in a car that's worth less than the guitar you're hauling, and you've never felt more alive. And 10, you come up with 10 Guitar Geek items off the top of your head because they were all true recently, and you're really just scratching the surface.
Oh, man. I was going to say the echoes of truth in each of those sentiments.
Yeah.
Well, it's a true holiday gift.
Yeah, that could be on a shirt. That needs to be on a shirt.
It is. I like that. Just the top 10 list. You know you're a Guitar Geek when. I like that. Copyright. Acoustic Tuesday. Acoustic Life.
2019. All rights reserved. No.
That's awesome. Well, Christopher, thank you for that. That is a wow, that's so true. Because when we were in Chicago, just a quick diversion and then we'll keep going, I broke two of my nails. Mm. I never break nails. But apparently Chicago public transportation it's hard on a guy's fingernails apparently. I don't know what I was doing. But I looked down and they were gone. Mm. So I was a little bummed about it.
Okay. Well, okay. I want to talk about that, but we got to keep.
I know. There's a whole bunch. Real quick, there's a big note in bold here for me to tell you all of you viewers, to please share this show. Let's make 2019 the best year for Acoustic Tuesday yet. The whole notion behind Acoustic Tuesday is for guitar geeks to get together and unite every single Tuesday. It's about an hour-long period of time where we can wave our guitar geek flag, feel good about being a guitar geek, and connect with other guitar geeks. So please, please share this show with your guitar geek friends. Send them to acousticlife.tv, send them the YouTube link, encourage them to subscribe to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel. Please do all of that stuff because 2019 is going to be one hell of a year for Acoustic Tuesday. I got a feeling deep in my bones. Is that an Adele lyric? Deep in my...
No, that made me think of...
I got a feel... Oh, I was thinking
I got a good feeling.
What?
I got a good feeling.
What's that one?
I don't know. Oh. Isn't it like Avicii or something? I don't know.
Keep
going.
We're...
Don't listen to me.
Yeah.
Just go.
Apparently, me neither. Me either? I don't know.
Neither.
I'm gonna keep going because we got some killer guitar signals.
Neither.
Okay. We got some great guitar signals from our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers. This first one, this is a great one. It comes from Lou B. from Ambler, Pennsylvania. And Lou B. says the following. He says, greetings from Ambler, Pennsylvania. So this is a twofer. First, my budding guitar signal. I haven't been working on it for too long. I picked up the guitar again after 30 plus year absence just a year ago. So I want to quickly cheer Lou on because that's awesome, man. When you haven't played the guitar in so long and you dive right back in, can feel a little intimidating. But kudos to you for doing it, man. I'm happy that you sent in your guitar signal. He said, I made sure I included all the elements. Got the new shirt, guitars from left to right, an Ibanez AV4CE, a Washburn R314 Parlor. I've seen that in quite a few of our guitar signal pictures, that particular Washburn. He says, hands down, that's his favorite. And my brand new Siegel S6 Original just took delivery today. The dog is Cooper, our Springer. One of the two. Mira wasn't having any of this nonsense. And my current collection of sippers on the left-hand side table, he says, I'm not a fan of bourbon, scotch, or whiskeys in general, but I do enjoy my Añejos, Casamigos, my Reposados, Casa Noble, and Silver's Patron. So there you have it. I said this was a twofer. The other half is a hashtag small one, hashtag huge one, hashtag game changer. As I said, I started playing again about a year ago. I've been taking lessons both online, Tony's Acoustic Challenge and Fretboard Wizard, and from a local teacher. My Washburn has been my go-to instrument because of its inch and 7/8 nut width. I have larger fingertips and struggle with standard inch and 3/4 and less nut widths. At least that was the case until I attended the Great American Guitar Show in Oaks, Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago. I got to play several vintage Martins and Washburns. Beyond the joy of playing such fine instruments, I noticed something. First off, all the guitars I played had that narrower nut width. Second, the actions, without fail, were probably half or less than where my guitars were set. I had no problem playing these guitars. I've since had both my Ibanez and Washburn properly set up. The Ibanez was a real battle for me. I loved its sound and look, but really struggled with its playability. It plays fine now, and the Washburn has gotten even better. Now I just need to improve as a player. Working hard. Lesson learned? Support your local luthier and get your guitars set up. You won't regret it. The problem now is I'm no longer looking at guitars with really wide nuts. All those guitars with inch and 3/4 nuts are now in play. You know, most of the guitars on the planet. My wife is now officially worried. I love that. The next guitar signal comes from Simon D. and Jen B., also known as Tomorrow Bird. Now, more on that because I got a little piece of mail from them here in a second. But here's what they say about their guitar signal. By the way, they're from, now I'm going to try and read this correctly. I don't know if I can do this because I don't really know what I'm saying. They are from Reading, Berkshire, in the United Kingdom. Is that a place?
That's pretty good.
Is that
yeah.
good?
I mean, the way you said it earlier, I didn't even know what you said.
Yeah, I just was saying, I was like, Reading, Berkshire, United Kingdom.
I think it was Reading.
What's that?
I think it was the word Reading that messed me up.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. I got you. So this is Simon D. and Jen B. again, also known as Tomorrow Bird. More on that in a second. Hey, Tony and Noah, here is our long overdue guitar signal. We have left it this long to coincide with the launch of our debut album, in which all these guitars were played. We've sent you a CD in the post, which will include a note describing which guitars featured on each song. Alternately, here is a private link to an advanced copy of the album where you can download it for free and listen at your leisure. Now, their album was released on November 30th, November 2018. Did I say November 30th, 2018, November?
Yeah.
November 30th, November 2018?
Yeah.
I don't know what I just said. I wanted to make it clear to everybody that it was out now. Okay. And I love the cover a ton. We were listening to it on SoundCloud today. I literally just opened this envelope right before we sat down. So I want to thank both of you for a copy of the album. For those of you out there, check it out on SoundCloud. I believe it's on Spotify. I'm not sure. I didn't check yet because I just clicked the SoundCloud link. But make sure to check it out. Our very own Acoustic Tuesday viewers putting out awesome acoustic music. And, of course, they sent me hard copy of their guitar signal photo, which will go up on our soon-to-be-purchased corkboard that Noah has on his list, and a really kind note as well. I will continue with their guitar signal so you know what's in there. So they say, we love the show and have been watching since episode one. On behalf of guitar geeks everywhere, thank you so much for all you do. That's awesome. What a great holiday. What a great time to bring this up. Best wishes, Simon and Jen. Here is their guitar signal. This is just the selection of guitars used on our album, as all the others are packed away in storage. We did not have a room big enough to take the photo indoors, so we braved the cold winter weather to have all our babies in one shot. From left to right, a Martin DCX 1KE, a Fender FM100 Mandolin, Crafter Twin Birds 32nd Anniversary Edition, a Martin 0015E Retro, that one stuck out to me, really dug that, a Yamaha TRB X174 bass guitar, a Luna Heartsong Folk Nylon, an Ibanez RG270 DX electric guitar, an Art & Luthery Roadhouse Parlor in Bourbon Burst, and he says, not Scotch Burst.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted you to take note of that. Now, Jen's holding another standout guitar, in my opinion, a Taylor Academy 12E, and also a Barnes & Mullins banjo, a Cantabile classic round neck resonator, and on the ground, a Laka VUC30 ukulele. So I want to thank all of you for sending in your guitar signals. Lou, Simon, and Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to submit the pictures of your guitar signals. For those of you who are thinking, man, 2019's my year. 2019, I'm gonna make the Acoustic Tuesday show and share my guitar signal. Doesn't matter how big, doesn't matter how small. We wanna see all of the guitar geeks in the world's guitar signal. So there's three easy steps to follow. First, get yourself a guitar signal shirt. There's a link right beneath the YouTube episode. Second, put that shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. Third, submit that picture at acousticlife.tv. In the top menu, you'll see a submit link. Click on that. You can go ahead and submit your picture and then describe your guitar arsenal, and we'll feature it on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. All right, moving on to a very highly anticipated, much awaited first item. What I'm about to show you has been brought up on Acoustic Tuesday for the better part of 2018. And I thought, you know what? Since this is the holiday episode, it's time. It's time to gift guitar geeks with exposure to this fine product. Noah, you are just... Noah's making faces at me. He's like, what are you even saying right now? The Tonewood amp has been brought up episode after episode on Acoustic Tuesday from many folks. Tony, you got to try the Tonewood amp. Tony, you got to try the Tonewood amp. I had David S. was at... the Acoustic Life Festival last year, he brought a Tonewood amp for me to try out, and it was way cool. And I thought, man, I'd love to try that on some of my own guitars. So the folks at Tonewood were kind enough to send me a demo model, which was so sweet. I want to thank the folks at Tonewood because with all the stuff coming in, I wasn't sure when I was going to be able to review it. But lo and behold, here we are. We're squeaking it in 2018. Now, I installed the Tonewood on the Faith guitar that I mentioned in last week's episode or the week before's episode. And it's an unassuming unit. It's an unassuming effects unit. You can see on the end here, there is... My guitar is plugged in, but it's plugged in to the effects unit on the back of the guitar. Now, a couple of things before I actually demonstrate this particular, what it actually does for the guitar. First and foremost, installation. I think that's a huge question for a lot of folks. What's the deal with installing the Tonewood? And how do you do it? Like, what do you do? Well, there's an X brace. It's a little plastic X with magnets on it. And what it does is it actually sticks to the inside of your guitar with some double-sided tape. Okay, it was very easy to install, and then it actually activates the magnets inside the Tonewood amp, so it kind of clamps on your guitar. And you're probably thinking, oh gosh, is that bad for the finish? Like, what is happening? I followed the instructions that Tonewood actually makes videos to show you how to install the amp. I followed the instructions. It was super easy to install. I was very careful. No marks on the finish. I've taken it on and off numerous times. No marks on the finish. And I got to tell you, I've been impressed. It was super easy to install. I was honestly intimidated. Noah heard me. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's what I'm thinking about right now. Because I was watching you do this earlier.
Yeah.
And how you were talking to yourself quite a bit while you were going through this installation.
It was very entertaining. I was having to talk myself off a ledge, but it was all in my head. I just went ahead and went step by step, really slowly, and went ahead and installed the Tonewood amp. Now, one of the things that I loved about it is that it was pretty easy to use. Once I had it installed, I pretty much abandoned all instructions and just started messing around with it. And the user interface is pretty easy to actually see. Noah, do you have a picture of it? I just want them to see it close up. There's basically three knobs, an on-off button, and depending on how you set those knobs, you can click them to access different features, and of course rotate them to rotate through various functions, etc. And all of that's actually on the back in writing, which is nice because you don't want to carry around an instruction manual. Now on to what it actually does. Now, I've selected a couple different effects. I haven't saved anything yet because I'm still in the experimental stages. One of the things I noticed is that when I first installed it, the gain was set really high and it was kind of distorting a little bit, but it was super easy to adjust. I just went ahead and selected the global settings and then subtracted some of the gain so that it was giving it a nice solid pickup signal, but not overdriving the actual effect. So this is a delay. Now check this out. This is all coming from the guitar and the Tonewood amp. There's no amp other than the Tonewood, which is on the back of the guitar. From the guitar. So that's a delay setting. Now they also have a couple reverbs. I really like the hall reverb, but I've been messing around with the plate and the room reverb as well. But these are nice just to really kind of give you a big, beefy, full sound. Mm-hmm. you can literally, you can adjust these effects. Now, some of these are a little saturated. You might be thinking, wow, that's a lot of reverb. You can dial that down as much as you want. So it's just very subtle, or you can beef it up so that it sounds almost ethereal in a weird way. There's also some goofy effects on here, ones that I don't know if I found a use for yet, but the one that sticks out to me is the auto wah, because I don't know if I would be able to use it in anything, but. Anyways.
Yeah, after your very entertaining installation of the Tonewood,
yeah.
Then while I was trying to continue to work, I got to be party to your experimentation
yeah.
with all the different settings on that as well.
But yeah, so we were supposed to start filming the show about 2 hours ago. But once the Tonewood was installed and I got everything going, I was just transported to another experimental plane. But I was having a ton of fun with it. And so far, like I said, once I installed it, I abandoned all instructions and just started messing with it as kind of the tinkering person inside of me, the tinkering side of my brain started to take over. I just wanted to experiment and see what it was all about. It's very user-friendly. What I love about the display is it actually shows. The display is super easy to read. There's an actual digital display on the top, and it says what the effect is. It also will give you, when you turn it on, your battery life. It takes 3 AA batteries, and well, I think one of the questions is always, gosh, is it gonna die during a performance? Well, this actually shows you your battery life right on it, which I thought was pretty awesome. It also can interface with an amp if you want to plug it through a PA or something, or through a DI and use it in a live performance. That's a possibility as well. And I'm literally just scratching the surface. I know you can save different effects. You can install it on multiple guitars and save specific effects for specific guitars through the internal menus, but I haven't even gone down that road yet. I've just basically been trying to make Noah laugh while he's been trying to focus. And I think it's succeeded.
Yeah.
But I can see it as a very useful creative tool. Because you don't have to mess around with a bunch of pedals. You don't have to plug into an amp. It's right there. So I'm super pumped. And I believe, and now I'm not 100% sure on this, I want to say they have some holiday deals going on at Tonewood, where you can get either free shipping or something along those lines. Don't mark my word on this. I want you to check it out for yourself. Go to acousticlife.tv/AT70. You'll be able to learn more about the Tonewood amp. You'll see guys like, I should say players like Andy McKee, Guy Buttery, and also Khaki King experimenting. In fact, Khaki and Guy do this cool thing where Khaki plugs into Guy's Tonewood amp and Guy plugs into Khaki's Tonewood amp. So they're playing off of each other's effects. It's really cool to see. That's all available at acousticlife.tv/AT70. For as gimmicky as I thought it might be, I think it's pretty damn cool. I mean, I just think it's really awesome. I mean, for it to take me on a 2-hour journey, I think that says something. So make sure to check that out if that's something that interests you. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and delighted. No, that's about it.
Okay. Wow.
We've read episode 70, The Night Before Christmas. We've given it some hot cocoa with those crunchy marshmallows.
We've unwrapped
the Swiss Miss kind.
We've unwrapped all the gifts.
We've unwrapped all the gifts.
Kids are sleeping in the pile of wrappings.
That's right. No plastic, though, because we don't want that over their little faces. They're having sweet dreams of candy canes and gingerbread men. Probably gingerbread men holding candy canes like guitars and playing.
Uh-huh.
And Santa's out. Santa's probably conked out at this point.
No, my kids are saying, is that all? Is there more? That's it?
Well, we have nearly wrapped up episode 70, the holiday episode, but we have to revisit your Guitar Geek trivia. So here is your Guitar Geek trivia question. Born in Algiers, Louisiana, on June 3rd, 1897, Lizzie Douglas was better known by what name in her music career? Was it A, Lil Hardin, B, Memphis Minnie, C, Big Mama Thornton, or D, Odetta? Well, if you answered B, Memphis Minnie, you're absolutely correct. Lizzie Douglas was born in Algiers, Louisiana, and raised in Memphis, Tennessee. She learned guitar at age 11 and toured the South starting in 1916 as Kid Douglas, only later to return to Memphis in the late 20s under the name Memphis Minnie. She recorded more than 150 sides between 1929 and 1941, most of them being solo blues tunes, but she also recorded duets with her second husband, Kansas Joe McCoy, and her third husband, guitarist Little Son Joe Lawler. Pretty awesome little trivia. That actually came from the R. Crumb Blues Greats series, that book that I mentioned way back, probably 10 episodes ago on Acoustic Tuesday. Very cool book and contains a lot of little gems like that. So just want to give that book another plug because I think it's really cool also. So that's it. Noah, the Yule log is almost, it's nearly extinguished. There's no more smoke coming from the chimney. The kids are asleep.
Well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
To everybody watching Acoustic Tuesday. We really appreciate you watching and supporting Acoustic Tuesday, as I mentioned before. Have the best holidays. Have a safe and happy new year. In fact, the next time we see you, it'll be 2019, and I believe the next episode airs on New Year's.
Mm.
That's going to be a good one, too. Speaking of that episode, we should probably take a sneak peek.
Yeah.
Here's a sneak peek into next week. Here's what's going to happen in 2019 on Acoustic Tuesday. The very first episode in 2019. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we'll reflect on 2018 and see what 2019 has in store. It might involve some giveaways and stuff. I don't know. You're going to have to tune in to figure that out. You're going to listen to a folk duo that will blast your socks into the next century, not just through the wall, not just into next week, the next century. And for those with wrist issues and carpal tunnel issues, we're going to feature a very, very helpful product. I can't wait for you to check that out. So please join us next week on Acoustic Tuesday. You can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube. And of course, for your acoustic guitar fix in between Tuesdays, please visit AcousticLife.tv. You can do a deep dive on all the artists I feature, all the gear I feature, all the lessons, all the banter between Noah and I. It's all there at AcousticLife.tv. We thank you so much for joining us today. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. Be safe. Hug the ones you love. And gosh, I guess we'll see you in 2019. Cheers, everybody. You guys take care of yourselves.